Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. Remember, we read that in Genesis 1. This is given a little bit more, a little bit more detail in Genesis 2. And every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Adam was, outside of Christ, Adam was the most wisest man that ever lived, even Solomon. I know people say Solomon was a wise man. Really, Adam was even more than Solomon in that he was innocent. He was perfect when he's created, okay? And he started bringing these animals and Adam said, well, that's a monkey. Of course, they didn't use those terms, but so we didn't say, that's a lion, that's a tiger, that's a bear, whatever. Adam had, he wasn't some hobbaloo with a bone in his nose carrying a, what do you call those clubs, you know? Dragging his wife by his hair, you know, these caveman type Neanderthal things. No, Adam was fully mature when he was made, when God formed him, probably about 30 years of age, fully mature, very, very, very intelligent with that in mind. Verse number 20, and Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. Remember, this is still on day 6. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. So you'll find the first surgery that's ever performed here is performed by God himself. Okay. He took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Notice it was God who brought the woman unto the man, not the angels, not man himself, but it was God. Why is that so important, preacher? Because it's God ordained. God brought Eve unto the man. And when Adam saw her, he said in verse number 23, and Adam said, now this is now is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. That's what the word woman means, out of man. And I told you last week that, of course, this is a play on words, but every time I get this passage of scriptures, I think of this. Well, can you imagine when God created all the animals and Adam saw that? He didn't do nothing for him. You know what I'm saying? There's the lion, the bears, the whatever, the zebra, whatever these animals were. Didn't do nothing for Adam. But when God brought Adam, Eve, I could hear him saying, whoa, man! He never seen nothing like it. I mean, of course, he just was formed that day. But that was something Adam, he loved Eve, okay? Turn with me to Mark chapter number 10. I'm going somewhere and I'm trying to get there real quick. Beginning verse number 1. Mark 10, 1. Okay. And he arose from thence, speaking of Jesus, and cometh to the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again. And as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came unto him and asked, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he, speaking of Jesus, answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. Now, but let me just pause this in here. A lot of people believe that this world is millions and millions and millions and millions of years old. Not just Genesis, but here in Mark chapter number 10, it tells you in verse number 6, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. So the beginning of creation was Adam and Eve, not some kind of gap theory that before, there are a lot of people believe, good men, that believe before Adam and Eve, there were people, are y'all following? And then that Genesis 1, 1 and 2, I don't know if y'all are familiar with this, Genesis 1, 1 and 1, 2, that chaos and confusion and all this. No, this earth is roughly 6,000 years old because of the date. You can date from Adam to presently what we would call a young earth. And this is one verse that would speak of that. Jesus himself said from the beginning of creation. And if Jesus says that, I'm going to believe what he says and not another preacher or some scientist. Amen, preacher. God made them male and female. Now, for this cause, and again, we read this in Genesis, and Jesus is reemphasizing this. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And hear it again. And they two shall be one flesh. Remember what we read in Hebrews chapter number 13. How the marriage is undefiled, the bed is undefiled. They become one flesh. That's what it's speaking of. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. Wherefore, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And then the same, and in the house, his disciple asked him again of the same matter. And I want to pause here. Don't you know that got those disciples' wheels a-spinning? He told this to the Pharisees. And now in verse number 10, they're in a house, in a privacy of where the disciples could ask him a question. Because I imagine their wheels started spinning and turning. Wow, what Jesus just said, you know. And I know what Moses said and about, and I know what it said in Malachi. And I know what it said in Jeremiah. And again, I don't have time to, you know, Moses talked about a bill of divorcement. In Malachi, it talks about God hates divorce. In Jeremiah, it talks about Jeremiah 3. I looked at that again yesterday about divorce. And the disciples knew all this. And Jesus kind of opened something up to them. And they said, he saith unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery. And if a man shall put away her husband and marry to another, she committed adultery. Now, with that in mind, turn to Matthew chapter number 19. The same scenario, but Matthew kind of expands on it just a little bit more. Again, time won't allow me to read all this because I'm going somewhere with it. Let's begin in verse number 7. Again, these Pharisees were asking, and then they said, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? In other words, to divorce her. Why is that? Well, Jesus said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife. Now, you don't read this in Mark, you read this in Matthew. There's an exception. Except it be for fornication. Now, we describe what the word fornication is. We defined it. What is fornication? It's any kind of sexual immorality. Not just inside the marriage, but outside the marriage, any at all, any and all. He says, who shall ever put his way his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another committed adultery, and whosoever marrieth her that is put away committed adultery. Verse number 10, his disciples said unto him, if that's the case of the man be so with his wife, it's not good to get married. Think what they just said. If that's the case, boy, it's good if we just don't get married. Jesus answered that. All men cannot receive this saying. We're going to get in that a little bit in 1 Corinthians 7. Save to whom it is given. For there are some who are eunuchs, some eunuchs which were born so from their mother's womb. And there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. And we won't get into that. I think most of you know what this is talking about. And there be some eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Boys, Jesus has opened up some new things to these guys. They've never heard such a thing before. Well, let's go on. Anyone? I have a note here. When he talks about from the beginning, it was not so. Do you know what God's ideal and perfect plan is for everyone as it was in the beginning? One man and one woman till death do them part. That's God's ideal and God's perfect plan. However, we're not perfect people. That's why there's exceptions in Scripture. I just read one of them. Okay, except it be for fornication. God's ideal is for a man and wife to be married till death do their part. That's God's ideal.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.